Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Yeah, welcome to Sweet Talking Sport. It's a straight to the point chat show that deals with the latest sports news and stories with both interviews and drawing an audience that fit to today's modern day society. Devoted entirely to sport, discussion on sporting events, whether local or international, or good to go, on air expansive debate and analysis by myself and guest. For the regular programming, probably Yorkshire's best talking sports show you'll ever hear. So, welcome Mr. G and CV.
Good afternoon.
So how are you doing, guys?
Yeah, dire. All right. Quiet week, steady.
Anything been happening in the sports world? What you've got your eye on?
Well, I was just reading an article, but I'm sure you're going to bring it up later anyway, to do with my brethren here and in people then.
And what's that?
Something I was just reading in the paper about.
Man, go for it.
What they're saying they might do to Man U. Have you heard anything about this? Kicking them out of certain games and stuff like that. In fact, I'll bring it up.
Yeah, man, cool.
Oh, kicking you out, Man United.
It says, I just read the headlines. I don't think something that causes any bad aeration.
I don't mind that. I'll kick out.
Yeah. Go for it, G.
Yeah, man. City could be expelled from all competitions, not just the Premier League. Did you hear about that? It goes on to say rules governing the FA, the FA Cup, Carabao Cup, Champions League, the Club World Cup suggest that City could be banned there too.
Yeah. Scene.
So,
okay.
I mean, there's a whole reading on it. I'll just read a little bit of it, a bit more of it. Manchester City are in danger of being thrown out of more than just the Premier League if they are found guilty of serious breaches of its financial rules.
Yes, and like you said, G, we'll kind of get to that a little bit later on.
Okay, we'll leave it at that for now then.
But yeah, so in fact, you know, because I said, well, not me, but it's the footballing world, the gods to be, said that City is on 115, but we've got our own kind of like man in the dock, and we're gonna string him up today.
Yeah, pressure.
Yeah, live and direct.
No pressure, but pressure.
You know, the 20th Friday. Say, Mr. V's kind of like thinking, yeah, I can see him kind of looking this way, thinking, why, just steady on, man. But we're going for it today. But I want to go through a couple of incidents involving at the airport. One involves Usyk forced his way off a flight moments before he was handcuffed by police in Poland. Members of his team denied boarding onto the flight, and a PR said it's a misunderstanding. A member brought Usyk from Kiev, Ukraine, by car. Apparently, one of the drivers claimed that he was tired after driving 14 hours. So they had to make another route. But Usyk was actually handcuffed at the airport. I mean, I just think that's a little bit of publicity for the cop, whoever handcuffed him, because obviously his name will go down in the history books or something to be the first beast man to kind of put cuffs on the undisputed champion. I mean, What a kind of story like that. I mean, it's like, you know, Usyk pushing his weight around on the plane, forced his way off, and it involved the police. I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think it must have been a little bit more than that, because, like, you know, you just don't get cuffed just for forcing your way off, and it must have been a little bit abusive, throwing his weight around a little bit, You know? Come in now. You shy?
But
you
don't say nothing to nobody. You're chatting it.
You're shy. You just come in, man. Anytime listen, you're ready, man. No kind of set.
Yeah. But you're reading. Anyway. Let's be honest. This is the heavyweight champion of the world, man. But you're going to cuff him, aren't you? Really, I would.
But he must have done something.
He must have done something. I mean, if he's pushing his weight around to get off, that's a lot of weight he's pushing still, and he's handy. Are you going to take the chance?
Well, I suppose, you know, there's a couple of sides to the story.
Well, there is.
You know what I mean? Like I said, he must have been pushing his weight around. I mean, who are we to deny him of that? Because would I stand in his way? I don't think so. I'd just say, listen, if you want to leave, just get off. Do you know what I mean?
That would be the easiest thing to do.
You know what I mean?
And deal with it off the plane. Yeah, that would have been the easiest thing to do.
Why did he want to leave?
Because, like, his team couldn't get on. Ryanair wouldn't let his team, they wouldn't let him on to board, because they probably thought, you know, it's probably like been drinking or something like that, the way that his posture was. Do you know what I mean? When really, he was saying that he's been driving 14 hours.
So
we're kind of like, sleeping, kind of tanning up. Right. So issues started from that. But going into, sticking with boxing, I should say. And something that I want to talk about. I mean, we've got the Joshua and Dubois fight. But I don't know if your guys watched the Diary of the CEO with Richard Barclay. Really good kind of podcast, what comes on the box. And what caught my eye. Can you remember that fight with Joshua and Ngannou? The UFC MMA guy. Well, I kind of listened to that podcast. And what they were saying was... Ngannou... He was saying that the day of the fight, they got given kind of instructions, and it was just saying, like, for argument's sake, get to the arena for 7 o'clock, for example. He said the Joshua camp tried every trick in the book. So when he got there, he was waiting hours and hours. He was falling asleep and stuff. And he said that's why Joshua got the better of him. That's why he banged him up in, I think it was second round, he knocked him down like 3 times. So I thought to myself, all right, let me kind of analyse that fight myself. And I watched that fight and I thought, you know what? The guy's probably got a point, because he did look really kind of like tired and drowsy and stuff. And I'm thinking that's probably why he fell to the ground so easy. And it was a fight that Joshua really couldn't afford to lose. You know what I mean? But having said that, I'm thinking, do you know what? Your camp surely has got responsibilities also to check things out properly. And they said that when Joshua actually arrived, they knew the fight was happening 2 hours after he arrived. Do you know what I mean? And that guy was there hours before. He said he was literally falling asleep. So I don't think there's going to be any tricks like that tomorrow night.
No,
for the fight. But yeah, I just thought observation. I mean, I don't know if your guys saw that, but
I haven't seen the podcast.
I haven't seen it.
But it's all over the socials, and the way that Joshua caught him, wow, that was kind of devastating, and it did make Joshua look good.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it did look sharp and everything. It did.
So I thought, yeah.
For me, all right, this is going to be controversial, but Joshua, yeah, he's looking good against MMA fighter.
Yep.
Right? But when it comes to like Usyk, he doesn't look that well. So for me, yeah, he licked down my man. But when he's come up against what I call top pedigree, he hasn't been able to do that. I think tomorrow's going to be a little surprise for him as well. Because my man can fling fists, my man.
And he's coming for him.
He's coming for him.
Chang like bull. Chang like bull. So he's going to have a fight on his arm. Because if my man catches him, right? Because I don't think Josh can take them kind of heavyweight punches that my man's going to put in at him. I don't think so.
I mean, they say that. I've always said to give a good thump, you're gonna have to take one as well.
Of course.
You know what I mean? You're gonna have to put yourself, you know, on the line, put your chin on the line. You know what I mean? And be prepared. But they say that Dubois, they say he's got a durable chin, and he can take one as well.
Yeah, I've seen him box before.
I was saying to myself, do you know what? I can see this fight going five rounds, but I've put another two more rounds on it, and I've said, do you know what? I've changed my mind to seven. Simple fact is that I've heard Joshua talk, and he's basically saying that I can box as well, you know. I can box him too. Whichever way he wants to come, I can deal with it. So Joshua's not saying, do you know what? I'm going in there with all guns blazing and I'm going to tear him up. Do you know what I mean? I'm looking for the big KO.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, do you know what? I think first few rounds are going to be very, very cautious. Feeling each other out, getting your jab going and stuff. But I'll give it seven rounds. And then I'll go for a Joshua win. I reckon in the end, he's got the experience, the ring craft. He's been in with the very best. And all that will put him in good stead for this fight.
At the end of the day, yeah, Joshua's got more experience than him when it comes to fighting. But like I said, I've seen Dubois fight before.
And he's not bad.
He isn't. And he can take a lick as well. Tomorrow's fight, I'll be honest, I can see it being a really good fight if the two of them come up, because Joshua has to win.
And yes.
Dubois is determined to stop him. So he can move up the ranks, same speed. I can honestly see this one going all the way, to be honest.
Can you? 12?
I can.
12 rounds.
Because like you said, them guys are going to be cautious in the first place.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
somebody's
yeah.
going to have to find that lick. And if both of them are boxing and taking their time, it could go. I just hope it doesn't go to a points decision.
Okay. So I mean, what are you hoping for? Have you got a prediction there?
Round 10 at the least.
Who?
To win?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've been asking myself all that from this fight. It's been thinking who's going to win. But really, I'm going to go for Joshua.
Okay,
only because I'm a Joshua fan more than Dubois.
Well, that's fair enough. But I'm just looking at a little surprise me.
Okay.
Could all be that.
Yeah, I'm looking at a surprise. Because like I've said, I've seen that Dubois. And he fought Usyk, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and to be fair, when him give Usyk one double up in him chest side. You know when him did double him up?
Yeah, we were watching. Right? We were watching, innit? And they robbed him there. Did you see that? And did you see that? Okay.
Yeah.
They robbed him. He won the fight.
Yeah.
Me and this man sitting on yard across the TV in a room.
Yeah, I'm telling you. When me see my boy double up in fist pan him and just doubling nine chests, right? And Usyk just blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm telling you, Joshua, I won't be too that he's going to... I agree with everything you've said about him having the experience.
Uh-huh.
I agree with that. He knows he's got the know-how. He said about, he can box and that. He can, but I don't think he's comfortable with the boxing side of things. You know, like the boxing.
Okay.
I
hear what you're saying. I think that's just that kind of patient little way of not getting caught, not being surprised, just being a little bit, maybe overcautious, a little bit protective and that, because, I mean, he wouldn't want one of them big bombs to clout him one, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think he's going to be kind of like on his toes and have to be kind of aware, but I think it could get a little bit explosive when you know, if one of them gets clappy, looking to clap him back, but I don't think that will kind of like be a big blaze up, you know what I mean? Like what some people might be kind of like predicting. Mm. I can't really see that kind of happening at all.
This is why I'm saying it could be a longer fight as well, you know what I mean? I can't see this one being quick unless, let's say, Dubois now catch him earlier on. I know Dubois is going to run in there if he catch him.
Weird.
I did say that we've got a court situation here today.
Uh-huh.
On the 20th.
What?
Yeah? Mr. CV.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah?
No,
this is your hearing.
I don't have no hearing.
From Manchester City.
Yeah? I don't have no hearing. I don't have no hearing.
How do you respond to the evidence in front of you? 115 and plus U116.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Conflict resolution time.
Okay.
What are you pleading? Guilty?
I don't plead.
Or not guilty?
Me? I don't have to plead guilty. I don't have to plead not guilty. Because all I am is just sitting in a chair and I hear about me hear two trumpeter player. I hear two trumpeter player. So, me no know if you don't want me to look to attention and salute. But
yeah, as we know, the hearing started on Monday just gone. You know, the press aren't privileged in there because it's one of the footballing kind of rules, isn't it? What the gods have made up to say, do you know what? We'll keep this in house, a 3-man hearing or whatever. And we'll kind of like, we'll probably might hear little leaks and that as the weeks or the months kind of like go on. But quite, it's getting, I mean, different platforms are saying, you know, we think this should happen and that should happen, and everybody's entitled to their opinion as we know. But it's going to be kind of like an interesting verdict in at the end, you know. But I think, do you know what the timing for me is, that City is saying that, do you know what, with the amount of games coming up, we could kind of like go on strike. And I just think that, do you know what, is it something to do with the timing? Or, you know, it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? You know what I mean? The in court and that, a little bit of diversion and saying, do you know what, we're playing too many games, you know. We might go on strike.
All on.
Yeah.
We just... Operator.
Yeah, my look for go on strike.
Operator. Reel back. All right. Let me come in. First of all, it's not Man City what said we're going on strike. Mr. Rodri was interviewed and he was asked about the amount of games that they were playing.
That's correct.
And he said that listening to other players, they were saying the same thing. It's a bit too much. He never mentioned about Manchester City club man going on strike. He talked about general, about other players saying about...
But he's always going to be linked with that. Right. I mean, any player saying that from his side, so, always going to be linked to his club too.
Plus,
yeah.
It wasn't just him 1-2, because Alisson from Liverpool mentioned it as well about too many games and whatever. Alisson at this moment of time is injured.
And also, I mean, I'll stick to defence on that, because also Koundé from Barcelona, the defender, also agrees with Rodri about playing the amount of games. I mean, if we kind of like strip it down, you've got obviously the domestic stuff in the Premier League. Then, you know, you've got to add, you know, depending on how far they're into the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup, you've got that as well. Then you've got the Champions League on top of that. And then, like G said, you've got the FIFA Club World Cup kind of like tournaments also as well coming on board. So depending on how far they go in them kind of like competitions will obviously determine how many games. But FIFA, apparently they've kind of like had some kind of like emergency meeting and cast doubts over their tournament to be held in the US. So they're kind of like, apparently they have some discussions behind the scene with their top brass, and they're wanting to beef up the interest for next year.
Listen, they are struggling to even get a television contract.
Wow.
For the World Cup. So what's that telling you? It was saying that players around the world are even looking at boycotting it. That's what they said. So nobody come with both Rodri. I know Rodri.
Like I said,
all the players,
whoever says that, what club he plays for will get tarnished the same.
All the players them are talking about, they could boycott the World Cup. That's what they're saying, because they can't even get... They're looking at an emergency to try and get a television, some television rights for it, because nobody at the moment is even going to take it up. No one is even going to take it. You're talking about the World Cup, you know. We're talking World Cup. We're not talking about World Series. We're not talking about no World Series like in America. We're talking World Cup where everybody, every continent is represented.
Near enough now.
Every continent is represented. Not like World Series in America where just them one and Canada I do something and Japan.
If anybody's tuned in, you listen to Sweet Talking Sport on Sheffield Live. We've got a man called G here and CV, and we're just debating. Yeah, we're not just talking. I mean, people might be getting confused with the World Cup and the FIFA Club World Cup things. Obviously, two different tournaments. One happening, supposed to be happening next year. 2025 is the Club World Cup.
That's correct.
And then you've got the proper World Cup with the international nations and stuff, you know, just like Brazil and Argentina. and England and stuff.
I do stand to be corrected. I'm talking about the Club World Cup.
Yes.
And what they're saying is they're prepared, some of them are boycotting it. Well, might boycotting it. And what I'm saying, at the moment, they are struggling to get television rights. Nobody's picking it up. Nobody wants to take it.
I mean, you know, I mean, during this discussion, I mean, do you feel that if it did come to that and the players were to strike, I mean, whose side would you be on? I mean, just to throw a little bit of kind of like...
spanner in the works.
Yeah, could say that. Spanner in the works. Nice word. I suppose it depends what team you support, because if you're supporting a team like, you know, I don't know, Sheffield Wednesday, for example, that ain't going to be an issue of how many games you play. Mm. You know, so do you think that somebody supporting somebody like that to Chelsea and Man City, because they're the two English clubs out of 12 European clubs who will be in this tournament. So obviously the Chelsea fans, the Man City fans would kind of feel it. Mm-hmm. If they progressed through the tournaments, not just talking about the domestic league, we're talking about, you know, like cup club competitions like the Carabao and the FA Cup. Mm. You know, I mean, I think Rodri was quoted at saying it could be up to 70, 80 games.
That's correct.
Depending on how you progress in that tournament.
In each tournament.
And that's a serious amount of games, that's a, you know. I must say that's a serious amount of games. So you've got to look at player welfare, haven't you?
I was looking and listening to another talk show, right? And they was talking about the same thing. And their argument was, some of the arguments from the people what phoned in were saying, they get all that money. You've got players on £300,000 a week. They should be able to do it. That's irrelevant. The money is irrelevant. It's your body, whether your body can do all that. If your body starts to crack, you can have 300, 1 million, whatever. If your body decides to say it's breaking down, it breaks down. That money not going to do nothing. That money's not doing nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, right, you've got to have some sort of standard now. You've got to think, well, you know what? Nah, this is enough games now.
Why so many games anyway? How's the tournament set up for you to be playing so many games?
I totally agree with that, CV.
I'm only with them one.
Yeah, they say it's the root of all evil. Yeah, and a pure badness of Guanya, yeah, so right
I'm
now.
I'm only with them one.
I get that, but you're asking really too much of the players.
Too much.
I mean, come on.
I mean, he's talking about not the physical impact on them, but the mental.
Correct.
Mental as well.
Correct.
I mean, you know, in the past, you used to hear at the odd person breaking down and having mental issues and stuff, but it can affect anybody at any given time. You know what I mean? Performance-wise, if they're out there supposed to be able to perform at the highest level, highest standard, do you know what I mean? You've got the pressures from the crowd, the supporters, the sponsorship, you know, even the agent want their player to perform because that puts a bigger price on the head. Do you know what I mean? So even they've got an interest in it too. But come in, Mr. G.
How long is this tournament supposed to last? Because you're talking of up to 70 games. You could be looking over a year before this tournament done. How's the game going to go? We're going to have games every single week? Or how many games per week? How's it going to work?
I think it's over a month, you know, the Club World Cup.
If I'm right.
Yeah.
Listen,
and they expected to perform ongoing in and out.
Impossible.
We've got games every day, Aya. We've got games every day. You've got a game on a Monday.
Yeah.
You've got game on a Tuesday.
Because that's what's going to work, isn't it?
Wednesday, Thursday. Look, Friday today, right? And I'm telling you now, if you go up on Friday today, right, there will be a game on television tonight and Friday. Let me see who def on TV today. Look, Stoke and Hull. Live on television. There is football. There's a football fixture every day.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, Stoke, you know, they don't really come into it. And no disrespect, United don't really come into it Wednesday. You know, most of them, you know, championship clubs, they might have the odd player or whatever. But yeah, they're not going to be on demand as the Premiership boys, especially, you know, City and Chelsea. Like I said, they're the two clubs, to my knowledge, what will be part of the 12 teams in Europe, what will represent, you know, in the football club World Cup. And like CV says, yeah, it's just all about the money. You know what I mean? Well, so
anyway, we did divert. Or no, did start put me pan trial.
Oh,
so come back pan the trial thing there.
Oh.
Because when I did start put me pan trial and I start tell me about 115 coming like, so we are play darts. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, CV is quite right. I mean, like we said, the hearing, it's just to kind of like, just basically like, you know, say your name and, you know, what, you know, answer to the charges and stuff. But, you know, it's going to be ongoing, Mr. V.
You're damn right. It's going to be ongoing.
Ongoing, Rasta.
It is. It's going to be ongoing. And we have to wait and see. When the cart adjourn, then we will know. But right now, everybody are doing tick-tock, talking.
I like that. Tick-tock, talking.
But for me, nobody knows what's happening right now. So when the court adjourn, right? You know when the judge say, "All right, court adjourn." Then
sound like Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
I that me I say, you know.
So then
I that me I say.
So then we can talk up and say, "Oh, me not get relegated. Yo, me ESL no get liquid at 60.5 right now. Nobody come with nothing to me because you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
That's the truth. I mean,
City know the truth, don't they? City know the truth. The lawyers know the truth because they're the ones who have to defend. I mean, they're going to say, do you know what? Give me what you know, because then we can work with it. Because if they're blanking their own solicitors, they're going to get mashed.
Listen, right now, get smashed. Right now.
You remember that? For mash, get smashed? Yeah. Yeah. Smash them up to bits. Yes, I am.
Well, City, I've got a speaking positive, actually, through that report that was reading.
I like the way you said that, Mr. G.
They said, City are saying, City have reportedly denied any wrongdoings before and after they were charged by the Premier League, and say that they have comprehensive body of irrefutable.
Yep.
Let me repeat that again. Irrefutable evidence to support their position and look forward. Like this man I say, him look forward this matter being put to rest once and for all.
Anybody,
so this is no joke, this really.
Anybody
what I mean?
So, goes into a court situation with them kind of solicitor and barrister, right? They're coming there, right, with some big gun. They're not coming there like to get chewed on. They're coming in there with some big gun, some big ammunition, because they know they've got it there. They know they've got it there. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying to anybody, and I've said this to many people, I'm not saying that we are going to get away with the 115. I'm not saying that at all, right? But I'm telling you, right, out of that 115, it might possibly go down, right?
You have been summoned.
You've been summoned, yes?
Yeah.
Come with the dread.
115 charges.
Yes.
Yes.
Shut up, shut up. Goodbye, don't cry.
Judge Dread.
Anyway.
He's the only Prince Buster could have bossed them up.
Oh, Prince Buster. Yes, come with the
yes,
Prince Buster.
Yes, I am.
But you know, I think the biggest thing out of this, if United win, then it's all good and done.
Which United?
Sorry, I keep.
I'll defend him, because what he's saying, if we're all united,
yeah,
work together, bury them, just bury them.
That's where I come from. No, but
bury who?
Well, and if City win, if City lose,
yeah.
It's the punishment that they're struggling with.
Right, go on.
Because different clubs are saying, no, you can't do that. They need to... Well, a lot of clubs want them to suffer.
Yeah, suffer. I like that word,
suffer.
You know. Suffer.
They want them to suffer.
Suffocation.
It's like we were saying last week, do they kick them out of the Premiership for a season? Well, I said a season or two, isn't it? But what they're going to do? How much points do they deduct them? Somebody mentioned 100 points.
115.
Listen.
I jumped me a run, you know.
Listen.
I jumped me a run. 116.
Let me just tell on a two soldier. Yeah, right? Because me soon put on an remand, you know. Me soon put the two on an remand.
Go on.
Right. Let me tell you something, right? If they're going to do that, they're only mashing up themselves. Because we are,
what somebody else
we
said
are the flagship of the Premier League.
That them I said.
We are the flagship of the Premier League. There's nobody right now, right, who can come in a few way. Nobody. Because we are running the things. We are running
it's
things.
It's true at the moment. At the moment you're running things,
we are the
things
flagship.
Might be running you.
Oh, well, that we have to see. Because we're talking about things that we don't know. Because me are no solicitor, me are no barrister, and I'm sitting here, and I'm in no me no see no barrister around ya.
And we're gonna leave that one there, because we've got another story coming up, and again it's there's something about the airports this month coming up. You might remember, or you might not. You might remember this guy called J. Emmanuel Thomas. I just can't, you know, Aka J-E-T. And he was kind of like sacked because they found a woolly of cannabis upon him.
I've heard about this.
The Scottish Championship side was at Stansted Airport, and he attempted to smuggle 600,000 of cannabis through the airport. You know, formerly played with Livingston, Aberdeen, Arsenal Academy player. Do you know what I mean? And remanded in custody.
It's too bloody, aren't
it? 600,000. How on earth can that be? Yeah? I mean, flipping it. I mean, wow. That's kind of like...
It's money, rude boy. It's money.
Yeah,
remember, what kind of money was he earning before?
I'm not sure. I mean, Scottish Championship, I would probably say, I might be miles out, but you're going to be talking grands. We're talking grands quite easy. Because in our Premiership, I know, you know, you can't really compare, really. But some of the players are getting 15 grand.
But what I was getting at, he's not got that money coming in again, is it? And if he wants to live a certain lifestyle, are you going to live the lifestyle without money?
You know, I mean, it's,
and some people are going to stoop that low. I mean,
yeah,
$600,000. What's Cisco to that? Even if he's getting $100,000, it's still a good cut, isn't it?
It's kind of greed. It's kind of seen. He must have thought, you know what? I'm coming through with this football club. There's no way on earth I'm going to be safe. I'm not going to get grabbed or anything like that. But some people just stick out. You know what I mean? And I think that's a really, really sad story. And it reminds me of a story when we had, back in 2009, Chris Lewis, the cricketer, he actually got 13 years and he got done for the cocaine stuff. But obviously we're talking cannabis class B. Do you know the maximum he could get is a 7-year stretch?
Yeah.
7-year stretch for that stupidity move.
Stupid move,
isn't it, really? You know what I mean? So, yeah, like I said, it must be something in the water with the airports and stuff, with Usyk getting cuffed. We've got this footballer banged up at the moment on remand. He also played for teams like Ipswich Town, Bristol City, QPR, and played for a Thai side, PTT Rayong. And like I said, you know, his sentence can be up to 7 years in custody. Wow. So, all that.
So you said it was with the football team. What's he doing with this football team now? Is he is he helping train? What's he doing with that?
Basically, they've sacked him. They don't want nothing more to do with him.
I meant before this had happened.
Footballer. He was a pro footballer.
And he...
Pro footballer, yeah. That's his trade. You know what I mean?
That's just stupidness, isn't it?
He's probably just saw a gap and thought, you know what, I can slide through here. But it's not paid off for him.
No,
it's not paid off at all.
I'll just come in here. Apparently, an average wage for a Scottish Championship player, you're looking at £600 a week.
Okay.
£600 a week.
Average, yeah.
That's your average. £600 a week. So
I suppose we shouldn't really be surprised, really, because I mean, you know, there's only two biggies in Scotland, isn't there? Rangers and Celtic.
That's it.
Aberdeen maybe can get there. Yeah, slight. Aberdeen, and then you got your Jam Tarts, which is your Hearts,
and then Hibs.
Hibs, yeah. But yeah, I mean, for the purpose of this little discussion, yes, Celtic and Rangers, but yeah, $600. That's a nice little bit of navigation, that, Mr. V. Yeah, you don't call you the educator for nothing. Yeah,
I try.
Hey, yeah. I mean, some players here. What won't be going on strike? Free agents, and some of these kind of free agents really kind of like surprised me, really, and some really big names as well. You've got Matip, ex-Liverpool defender, 33, still looking for a club. And I'm not really sure whether it's injuries or something what's prevented him from getting a club. Also free, going for a freebie, is Brandon Williams, the Manchester United left back. And he's only 24. And I'm thinking, surely there must be a host of championship clubs like queuing up for him, because he's got some good pedigree, Brandon Williams. You know, Man United, kind of like, well, ex-Man United defender. Is a big name for you, and still looking for a club. Dele Alli, only 28. You know what I mean? Yeah. I believe he's training with Everton, but yeah, he's, you know, trying to like kind of convince them that he can sign a contract. But I know Dele Alli has had his problems off the pitch. It's been well documented, and hopefully he's in a reasonable good place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And again, you'd have thought that there could be some clubs, you know, just maybe taking him in, just having a look at his mentality, looking at his physical attributes and stuff. Because there's no doubt he's got, there's a player in there. You just have to find it. Yeah?
True.
You
true.
Just have to find it.
True.
Andre Agnew is knocking on, though, 34. He's banged in 30 goals in the Premiership. He's still looking for a club. And he's got his brother. Remember the Agnew guys?
I think they come from the Gambia, I think.
Yes, I think you could be right with that one. And I think, I mean, you know, it's up for debate, but the biggest name on here is Mr. Mario Balotelli. Still looking for a club. Age 34.
Right.
You've actually watched him play for City, yeah?
Many times.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's 34 now. Was he a troublesome youth?
He had issues.
Because remember, he was adopted by an Italian family.
That's true.
Right. So he's brought up in Italy, in a country that really... They've got the little Neo. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say. They've got the little Neo, right? So, and he's had to go through some serious racial business over there, right? But when he played for us, I can't really say nothing. He did the job that he came to do. He scored the goals. He did them sometimes a little bit controversial, like one. I remember one particular one when he played against Norwich, right in front of goal. Anybody else would just nod that ball in an open net, but he had to shoulder it in. He had to shot. it's a pity that we don't have no camera in here, because I could have shown.
Listening to the show obviously can't see that, but I think that was a move straight from the dance floor, Mr. V.
Yeah, that little shimmy. Yeah, little shimmy move there.
You know, but some big free agents there. I mean, whatever it is, whether it's you know, well, it could be one of three. It could be the injury to the player, known as injury prone in the game, or it could be money stroke agent, the fees too much, or maybe just the right opportunity hasn't come up for them players. But I would have thought that Matip could do a job in the Premiership still. Brandon Williams, I would have thought some kind of Championship side, and I could see Dele Alli also in the Championship side, probably maybe come January. I think there might be a few teams looking around. I think Agnew at 34, right winger, not so sure. I mean, maybe Sheffield Wednesday might be, you know, their manager or Captain Moore might be listening. He might be giving their manager a call after this one and saying, you want to listen to that show? You know what I mean? Because, like, Andre is going for nothing. You know what I mean? So that could be a player. Yeah. And Mario Balotelli, I don't think we'll see him back in this country again.
No, you don't know. Because Donny Road there, Donna Hillsborough, they might gather up everybody. Everybody, they might gather up. Right, so him all good for going in there, because I've had a little message from the captain. I tell me it's about me guilty, but anyway, we'll rest that aside still. But you know, you could all see Mario down at Hillsborough. I kick ball for them,
and there's not a week what goes past, and we're saying, you know, captain, get yourself down here. Because you're quite active on the socials, but in person, is that different smaddy? You know what I mean?
Captain now going nowhere.
He's not
going anywhere.
Captain comes down here, I'm taking back out my SIA badge out of security that night.
Tell you understand. Anywhere you come down, yeah, up your mash up.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But do you think, though, back to into these players and that, do you think that when you're getting on, like in your 30s going up now, that money's going to play a part in it? Because if you can still play, you're still going to want certain money, but the clubs are saying, well, you haven't got much years left to go now. You need to come down on your prices and stuff. Do you think that could play a part in
it? I think absolutely right. I think it does play a part, because, you know, you've got all different things going into contracts. Yeah. You've got appearance money. You score, the team win, you get a bonus and this, that and the other. So yeah, I think agents and the players, them what represent themselves, do you know what I mean, will be, well, it's a footballer's life can be quite short, so they're looking to cream what they can, do you know what I mean, and deal with the rest. A player I want to chat about, Adama Traore, played for Wolves last season. And this is a player I mentioned to CV because he was actually going for a free transfer. And I thought, you know what, could we see him down at the lane? But maybe they explored that and maybe his wage is out of reach, to be fair. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But the reason why I brought it up, because FIFA are wanting to ban this player because when he's on the ball, fast.
I've got a feeling I know what you're coming.
Burning. Do you know what? I'm going to let you run this one.
I think I've got a feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel, see, I'm Vaseline.
And the Johnsons.
Yeah, I feel, see, so I'm Vaseline.
It's creaming up, isn't it?
Because what they're saying is that before he comes on, he gets look up baby aisle and does aisle up him skin. So when them man they are trying to wall him.
They can't wall him.
Yeah. And they're saying, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
They're saying it's not right. So I'm thinking to myself, well, why ain't it right?
I know why.
Because for starters, you're not supposed to be grabbing up man. It's called football. It's not called rugby. So you're not supposed to be grabbing up man. Right? And when they grab him, when they're trying to grab him up, he's slipping away from them.
That's
right. And like my man there, my brethren said, in quick. He's quick. When he's on it, he's on it. And he's like a unit, him. You can't just hold him and throw him down. Right? He's like a unit. He's quick, honestly. So I don't know where them people are going with that. Because as far as I'm concerned, right, I repeat myself, it's football, it's not rugby. And a lot of the times, you see their man, they're trying to dry him up.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he just wears his, like, short sleeve, isn't it?
Even in the winter.
Yeah, all the time. And just shows them big gun while him up on them arm. Just a flash
and,
there.
Yeah, so he's powerful but as well. He is a
powerful youth, isn't
he? He is.
And for his size, it's kind of like surprising how quick he can run. I mean, obviously, you know, your listeners have just kind of like eared G, say, look at him. Yeah. Obviously, you can't see that. But yeah, it's all over the socials, and he just loves to aisle up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, the way I see that, which has nothing to do with football, really. Me's a man who love me cocoa.
What, the Johnsons? I've nothing to do with football.
No. Wait. Say me.
I'm talking of
the island of business. What? Because I always forget when I'm going to the hospital now.
Be careful, you know, because you're talking about the aisle, you know. Be careful.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm coming from.
18:47, it's not 9 o'clock yet.
I know this where I come from, but
it's not 9 o'clock, Rasta. But yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, on a serious note, it is a true story. You know what I mean? About Traore.
I can't see the problem with that.
You know what I mean? The only thing I think what should happen, Johnson's should slap a price on him and sponsor him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's promoting them, isn't
it? Yeah, promote Johnson's, isn't it? Yeah. Make my deal with them big. Yeah. Aye. Okay, time's moving on again, going fairly quick. It's 18:48 and we're on 93.2, chatting smoothly. Domestic action. Big clash on Sunday. No doubt Mr. V is going to this one.
Yeah, I have my season ticket, didn't it?
And it's over to you, Mr. V. City v Arsenal.
Wow.
First v second. Big clash.
Ooh.
Big clash.
First v second, is it? I don't think they're second. I don't know.
City first, Arsenal second, isn't it?
Is it?
I saw me see it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, while CV's just kind of like just getting confirmation.
Yeah, you're right.
City unbeaten in 9 league games since January 2015 against Arsenal. And Arsenal have got Rice Baby back.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's
back. Rice is back.
Yeah.
How do you see this game going?
I would say that I expect City to beat them because I watched the both of them, man. I watched City Wednesday against Inter, and I thought Inter came and did a job on Man City. I thought Inter came, they defended well, and they attacked when they needed to attack. The problem was that they couldn't finish. City had little chances, but nothing like how they normally do. So I'm thinking, why? We've got Arsenal on the Sunday. Then I watch Arsenal, and they've been getting a lot of stick on the radio and in the media. They've been getting a lot of stick because they said they were saying they're a bit negative against Atalanta, right? And when I watched them, they have got a bit of a point. They didn't really do much, really. And to be fair, their goalkeeper, is it Reyes?
Yeah.
He saved them.
Okay.
He saved them from getting beat. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, Arsenal, I'm not saying they're not a good side because they are a good side. And they can defend with Saliba and Gabriel and Timber. Yeah, but Timber.
He's a Dutch guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Timber. Dutch. Right. And Tamiyasu. You know that big word there?
Yeah,
Tamiyasu.
Okay.
Right? You've got all them man there. They're defending. They're very good. But when it comes to like attacking side, they know. Even though people have said, yo, they bust 5 goal past this person, 4 goal past this. Yeah, it's true. But that's against what I call your little team them. Okay. Right? When it comes to it, really, I think the firepower is not really there. It's not really there. Now, when you come to us, the firepower is there. The man they call Haaland is there. Right? And it's not just Haaland. You can get it from other sides as well. So, I believe if they come there and try to do this little defensive thing what they did last season, because that's all what they did. They came last season. They didn't even really try to win last season. They just came and tried to defend and get the point. And that's what they got. The point. Nothing else. But what did that... did that help them win the league last year? I think the question to that is... no!
what kind of score do you reckon it's going to be on Sunday?
I'm thinking that we could get a little 2-1s.
I'm going to go for a 2-2. I mean, Sterling obviously returns.
Oh, him, yeah.
You know, he'll have a point to prove. Mm. Still kind of like earning his kind of like stripes for Arsenal. I mean, obviously the Arsenal faithfuls will say, you know, what are you talking about? But that's just my opinion entitled to yours. And I've just said mine. But I think it's going to be it's going to be a cagey kind of start.
Yes.
Because obviously nobody will want to concede early.
No. Nope.
You know what I mean?
Especially us, because yeah, like 100%. I just said, yeah. Arsenal can defend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I'll go for a 2-2. I mean, you're going for a 2-1 CV, isn't it? Is that right? Yeah. Mr. G, come in.
What's... I'm going to say 2-0 to him team.
Okay, you're going for 2-0. Even though you want Arsenal, you're saying that Arsenal to win.
Like I said,
come on. Listen, come on, G.
Wait.
Come on, G, man.
You want Arsenal win?
No, he's saying for you, for your man there.
Even though I said Arsenal, I put for Arsenal to win. But like I said, listen to what I don't follow the football like on a man follow it. But when I hear on a man talk and stuff like that, and the little bits I read, I'm just going to say it as I see it.
I can't see a 2-0 score.
Well, it's going to be 2-1 either way, but I'm still going to go for
2-0. I can definitely see a draw. And especially, you know, if a tight kind of like game, I think both clubs could easily cancel each other out in the final third.
Well, if not, if Arsenal aren't attacking the way they should be, you know. You must say.
But don't forget, defending. I mean, you know, the home side.
Oh, they're playing
we'll
at home.
We'll have the crowd behind
them. Well, then, 2-1, then I thought it was away.
But I think Arsenal have to, they'll no doubt have to be leaving it on the pitch.
They've got to step up then, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%.
Real big time. 2-1.
Downtown Bramall Lane entertains Derby County tomorrow, 3 o'clock kickoff.
All right,
in S2. So, I've seen a little bit of Sean Wardy, that's the Derby manager. He said a few things and that. He said he can't really sing the Chip Butty because, you know, he's not a Sheffield United fan and stuff. Do you know what I mean? But Derby, they've got a few old schools in there. Coots, they've got Osborne. He'll be playing. He should get a decent reception from the Sheffield United fans. But, I mean, lately, every ex-Sheffield United fan, played against United, have received quite a large amount of boos, which really kind of, like, surprised me. I mean, like Jebison, you know, when he came, they kind of gave him the most amount of stick. But I'd like to think that Osborne will get a handy kind of reception. I'm going for a Sheffield United victory, 3-0. Like, I can't see this going any other way. I'll go for 3-0.
To United?
Quite comfortable, yeah. 3-0, comfortable, yeah. Really confident.
I was going to say 2. 2-0 to United.
In fact, you was right with your prediction when you said, last week, you said 2-0 to a club winning. I'm not sure if it were... Is it United?
Remember.
Yeah, I'm sure you predicted Sheffield United. I think you got that score right. Yeah, you did.
You
got that right. So you're going for 2-0 this time against Derby County. I mean, Derby have got a few kind of players missing, and United obviously got the tails up at the moment.
I know. Home form.
Do you know what I mean? I can't see them getting trouble. Derby, it's going to be a good day at the office.
Derby are eighth, aren't they, from the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. I don't know. It could be closer than what you think. So I might give my little second team there. That's what everybody keeps telling me, that it's my second team, right? I might give them a 2-1 against Derby. Okay. But 2-1, it don't make a difference as long as they keep up the score and long as they're up there. It don't make a difference.
Yeah, in that respect.
100%.
So come now, let's come in the other team there now.
This is one for the captain. Are you listening?
He's definitely listening. He's definitely listening. My driving boss, but he's listening. Go on.
The Owls are playing Luton away down at Kenilworth Road. I've got a bit interested in this one because we talked about Victor Moses last week, 33-year-old, ex-Chelsea, ex-Palace, ex-Liverpool, ex-Nigerian international. He's got all the stripes and the T-shirts and so on and so forth. I can see Moses sticking one in against the Owls. Do you know what I mean? Making his... Victor. Yeah. Go on, Victor.
Yeah.
Big up Victor down there. Is going to be causing some problems. Sheffield Wednesday now, they're kind of like on the back foot, aren't they? Yeah, okay, they won in the cup midweek. There's no points. I can't register no points.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
It's a big game.
Blackpool, yeah.
Well, go on. That's what I said. And the nearest thing going to get a Europe.
Them players was on the bump cars and stuff like that. They were still enjoying themselves. Do you know what I mean? And yamming the rock and all that kind of stuff.
I tell a man, say, the nearest thing going to get a... Because when they look out and I think, say, an Eiffel Tower, a Blackpool Tower.
God, what would Captain say to that one?
You mind him not make him crash the bus, you know? Serious, go back, you see, make him crash the bus, don't you know?
and do you know something?
Take it easy, my friend.
Do you know something? I think if the other teams around Wednesday, if they all win and Wednesday fail to register a single point, which will be a draw, they could be looking at like being second from bottom. You know what I mean? You know, so I think you know, people will say, do you know what, it's early days. I mean, captain was saying that it's still a work in progress.
That's right.
I think he'd be saying that at the end of the season, it's still a work in progress. He'd be saying it's the same thing. You know what I mean? So, I can't see your fans being coming away from there with nothing.
Hopefully a 2-0 to Luton.
Do you know what? I've gone for 2-0 also as well.
What Luton you saying,
Town.
G? What you saying, G? Just come in, man.
No, I'm gonna. It's gonna
G,
be
just
a draw.
Checking his
it's
time. Gonna, he's kind of feeling his way into this one. He's kind of weighing up. You know what we've said about Victor, big bad Victor Moses, and how Wednesday are unperforming at the moment. Yeah.
Oh God! So I can imagine Victor Moses with them.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say 2-2.
All we're gonna hear is Moses 1-0. You know what I mean? You know when they go around the grounds at the weekend and it's like, yeah, we've got big bad Victor Moses who's just